Good morning. It's Monday, December 8th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A surge of Arctic air has sent temperatures plummeting across much of the central and eastern United States, setting record lows from Iowa to New York. Meteorologists say the polar vortex has shifted, funneling icy Canadian air southward, with temperatures dropping as much as 20 degrees Fahrenheit below normal. In Spencer, Iowa, the mercury hit 19 degrees below zero, breaking a 2005 record. Forecasters warn the deep freeze could continue for weeks, with freezing fog and black ice creating hazardous driving conditions in states like Indiana and Oklahoma. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard of the U.S. Weather Prediction Center called it the season's most extensive cold snap. Residents are urged to take precautions as the frigid weather persists. Another news, Canada's Air Transat announced it will begin gradually canceling flights ahead of a possible pilot strike set to start Wednesday. The Airline Pilots Association issued a 72-hour strike notice after nearly a year of stalled contract negotiations, citing industry standard pay and job security as key issues. Cap Bradley Small, a union leader, said management left pilots no choice but to prepare for a walkout. The airline called the strike notice premature and plans to suspend operations on Tuesday to avoid stranding passengers and crews. Air Transat is one of Canada's largest carriers, and officials emphasized both sides still have time to reach an agreement before the strike. Travelers are advised to monitor updates closely around the world. Russia has praised the U.S. national security strategy unveiled by President Donald Trump, calling it largely consistent with Moscow's vision. The 33-page document suggests Europe faces civilizational erasure and adopts a softer tone on Russia, raising concern among EU officials. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov described the strategy as a positive step, while EU leaders, including Germany's Johann Wadephul and Poland's Donald Tusk, criticized its stance on Europe and freedom of expression. Analysts note the report supports far-right European parties and calls for re-establishing strategic stability to Russia. U.S. lawmakers have warned the strategy could damage international relations, with Representative Jason Crow calling it catastrophic to America's standing in the world. Critics fear it could reshape U.S. foreign policy priorities. Another news, Japan has lodged a formal protest after Chinese military aircraft locked radar on Japanese fighter jets over the Pacific near Okinawa. The incident involved a Chinese J-15 aircraft from the carrier Liaoning, which intermittently latched radar on Japanese F-15S while keeping a safe distance. Japan's Defense Minister Shinjiro Koizumi called the act extremely regrettable and demanded preventive measures. China denied interference, accusing Japan of harassment. The event follows tensions over Taiwan and comes as Japan and Australia discuss enhanced regional defense cooperation. Both nations stress the need for safe and professional interactions. Officials said no injuries or airspace breaches occurred, but the incident signals rising security concerns in the Asia-Pacific region. Another news, fighting in eastern DR Congo has claimed the lives of over 20 Burundian soldiers days after a peace agreement was signed in Washington. The soldiers were deployed alongside the Congolese army against the anti-government M23 group in South Kivu province. Clashes center on the border town of Kamanyola, where M23 currently controls key positions. Among the casualties was a lieutenant colonel and three guards killed in a drone strike. Burundian forces say they inflicted losses on M23 and have contained their advance toward Uvira town. Tensions remain high, and reinforcements are being sent to stabilize the region. Analysts note the peace deal has yet to produce tangible calm on the ground. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.